Your column this weekend looks at Lord Brown at BP.
Yes, former CEO of BP.
Interesting cultural corporate story.
Well, I interviewed him last week. He has written a book in which he's described the frankly tortured life he led as a gay CEO of a major company. But what I find so surprising about this is he becomes the first person ever at a Fortune 500 or FTSE 100 company to publicly acknowledge that he's gay. And after all the advances in gay civil rights, you would think CEOs especially are measured by objective criteria, which is financial performance. We even have, you know, pro football players on television acknowledging they're gay.
Look at marriage at the state level. Yeah.
So what I'm really exploring in the column and using his experience as a model is, why would this be in the corporate world? And what does this mean? And I just found it very, very fascinating. And of course, there are gay CEOs of major companies, and I reached out to many of them, and I have to say I got an extremely cool reception. Not one would allow to be named.
Well,
I
think Tim Cook is fairly open about the fact that he's gay at the head of Apple, isn't he?
No.
Oh dear, was that an error?
Wow.
I don't know.
I thought
I
not.
Think he just, yeah.
I think he's very open about it.
The New York Times tried very hard to bring that to the fore in the recent story.
I don't want to comment about anybody who might or might not be, because I'm not going to out anybody, and I called a lot of people, and no one at any major company would allow their names to be used.
I look forward to reading the column tomorrow. Jim, thanks so much.
Sure.
Jim Stewart.